And on the KSRO live line with us is Sonoma County's District Attorney, Jill Ravitch. Good to talk to you, Jill.
Good morning, Pat.
Hard to know where to start because so much of this has so much to do with you. And of course, I'll be asking you in a moment your thoughts on being a citizen as all of this going on. But let's start with your job description, and let's talk about the percentage of the Sonoma County court system, which has now reopened. Where do we stand?
So I actually just was speaking with the CEO of the courts, Arlene Jr., who is a rock star. And under her leadership, most of the criminal operations are up and running. Obviously, the court is still being challenged with figuring out how to conduct jury trials, given the social distancing requirements. But calendars are running. We're handling preliminary hearings. And other court business on the criminal side. She did let me know that the civil, family, and probate divisions are also operating at a minimal level. But all in all, justice is again being carried out in Sonoma County, I'm proud to say.
And we are obviously aware of the sort of rollout that we as citizens have experienced and continue to experience as restrictions are lifted. What does that rollout mean as far as the court systems go? And obviously, jury trials, civil litigation, any idea about that yet?
Well, I don't really want to speak about the civil side because that's not an area that I'm involved in other than through our consumer fraud division. But
right.
On the criminal side, obviously we want to make sure that it's a safe situation for anybody coming into the courthouse. Currently, only litigants are allowed into the courthouse. The public is not allowed but can view proceedings on, I think it's a YouTube channel that they can access through the court's website. We're making sure that victims' rights are being upheld so that if they choose to participate, whether by attending in person or virtually, we're communicating with the court to be sure that that happens as well. But it's challenging. I met with a family by phone yesterday whose loved one was killed over a year ago, and I had to tell them it'll probably be about another year before we can bring that case to trial.
Wow. Yeah, those are tough conversations. They must be. Another question that we had for you, D.A. Ravitch, has come to us often from our listeners, and it's about the protesters who have been injured in Sonoma County during these protests. There were three that we know of so far that were hit with what are called those less than lethal projectiles and have suffered some minor to some pretty serious injuries. Do they have any, those protesters, have any legal recourse?
Sure. In fact, their attorney was quoted in the newspaper. It sounds as if they have legal representation now. Additionally, Chief Navarro, I believe, indicated to the media that he would be undertaking an administrative review of what occurred during the course of the protests. So right now it's being handled internally.
And another question was about the victims' compensation fund. Would those protesters have access to that resource?
Well, you know, the question is, are they victims of a crime? And right now, that whole matter is under review with regard to whether or not appropriate force was being used under the circumstances to control individuals who were not doing as they were being ordered to do and whether or not it was lawful. So at this point, I wouldn't characterize them as victims. I would characterize it as an unfortunate situation. And again, they have legal recourse if they choose to pursue civil remedies. But victims' compensation is for victims of crime where we have received police reports. We're prosecuting the offenders.
Right. Okay. Moving on. And this is, I guess, is the biggest question as it regards the district attorney's office. And that is considering your close relationship, obviously, with the police departments and the sheriff's department here. How might changes in police policy affect your cases and your job moving forward?
Well, you know, I want to unpack that, Pat, because when you say close relationship, I think that people misperceive the relationship between myself and the police chiefs and sheriff, as well as the relationship between my office and the agencies that we work with. We all have a common mission, which is to make sure that our community is safe and that people that prey upon our community and commit criminal offenses are held accountable. but I don't socialize with the police chiefs and the sheriff.
No,
we don't spend a lot of time together. So there's a professional relationship that we maintain, but ultimately the DA has to be independent because we need to make important decisions regarding the investigation of cases as well as the prosecution of cases. That's why you didn't see me at the press conference yesterday, right? I mean, I don't belong there. That is a discussion in each agency about what type of policies they want to develop. And ultimately, dependent upon their decisions and how they carry out the policies that they enact, I may get involved if there's an allegation of wrongful conduct.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting part of this equation moving forward, too, if there are any policy changes with regard to that. Also, Jill, what's your personal take on everything that you've seen transpiring in our community after the death of George Floyd?
Well, you know, anybody who has seen the video is horrified. We're all horrified. And I can't believe that a human being would do what that man did to George Floyd. It's just unbelievable. But I'm really proud of our community because, for the most part, they have engaged in peaceful protest, which I wholeheartedly endorse. It's the very few who have taken advantage of the situation and committed vandalism or other acts of violence that I seek to hold accountable, because at a time like this, I mean, our little shop owners, they can least afford to have to deal with the effect of having windows broken out and things of that nature. But I'm really, really proud to hear the voices. I really am. My niece and nephew have been out marching, and we've talked a lot about how they feel and what is important for them to say. And I just think it's really great. I really do. I endorse it wholeheartedly.
And one more question for you, Jill, and that is we're just, you know, hearing about in the Board of Supervisors trying to put something together, something of a budget by the end of this month. And certainly we don't know enough to know. They don't know enough in terms of the fallout from all of this on our intake of money in Sonoma County. But obviously budget cuts will come, more specifics from them about that in September. And that includes the office of the district attorney. What do you think might be affecting to your department in specific?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I don't envy them their task, and I sent them an email to that effect a couple of days ago. But I'm very concerned about what's going to happen at the DA's office. Currently, they're passing a budget, I think, today that will result in about $740,000 in cuts in my office. We're able so far to be able to manage those cuts through a variety of measures, such as not filling vacancies. But ultimately, I'm looking at a cut of around $2.7 million, and that means that people are going to be laid off. And it's very likely that the Family Justice Center is going to close. I can't keep the Family Justice Center operating if I don't have prosecutors in the courtroom or support staff helping process the cases.
And what kind of a blow would that be?
Huge. We have built an amazing center over there. We have served thousands of victims. As the county begins to open up now, more and more victims realize that they can come forward and let us know that they've been victimized and abused. And the collaborative approach to victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, elder abuse, and child abuse, I mean, they're doing wonderful work over there. And it's a shame that it's all going to come to an end because of this.
And do you believe that's a certainty?
I'm not going to say it's a certainty, but I've let the Board of Supervisors know that if I have to make cuts, the Family Justice Center, to me, is not an essential service, even though I believe in my heart it is an essential service. But ultimately, my mission is to prosecute crimes which require prosecutors in the courtroom and support staff to assist processing the cases. My hope is that the Board of Supervisors, when they look at their priorities, will remember that public safety should be their number one priority, health and safety of our community. And when they decide where they're going to put those precious dollars, my hope is that they will remember that the district attorney's office is doing important work.
And the Peace and Justice Center, that's definitely there. I think there would be quite the uproar should that come to...
Family Justice,
sorry about that. Family Justice, that's a different entity altogether. Although,
yeah, but
in the news of late.
But Patton, if I could just make a plug, 565-8255, if there's anybody listening who needs help We do have somebody answering the phone. We are operating virtually. We will continue to provide wraparound services to the extent that we are able until the time comes when we may have to close entirely.
And that number again, Jill?
565-8255.
All right, very good. We'll post that on our website as well as a reminder. Thank you for being here, DA Ravitch. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, and stay healthy.
All right, that is Sonoma County's District Attorney, Jill Ravitch.